calling this ANC Open Community Meeting to order at 7:35 p.m. February 1st, 2011. All commissioners are present except for Commissioner Yasmin.
Jasmine.
Well, both of them are not present. And we are going to begin the discussion. We can start, continue discussion that is coming from upstairs, by the way.
Yeah, that is.
Ready. Oh, okay. So we can continue, and Claudia, you can finish.
No, I don't know. I had a question or a statement he was making.
No, I was. My sources, I've been busy and haven't contacted them about what's going on with the alcohol issues.
Well, I can give you a bit of an update. The hearings that we had, if you recall, were in November. I think it was November 10th for Don Juan, and Hades was like a week later. I can't remember the exact date. Anyway, we all wanted to file a post-hearing brief proposed findings of fact. So we didn't waive, and the rule is that the briefs are then due 10 days after the transcripts are ready. But we never heard from ABRA about the transcripts. And, you know, Rick Massumi, who's the other counsel in the case, got busy. And so I finally called or contacted ABRA yesterday and said, you know, we've been waiting for these transcripts. It's been 2.5 months. Where are they? And next thing I know, Fred sends me the transcript. So I thought, oh, it must have been ready all along, and they just forgot to notify us. And, you know, they haven't actually officially notified Rick yet. But long story short, I called Rob Waldeck, who was representing Hades, and he had sort of a similar experience, except that he got a call from ABRA in late December, like right before Christmas, saying, where's your brief? And he's saying, well, where's my transcript? And boom, the transcript shows up in his email. So again, something must have happened down there with personnel, and whoever was responsible just didn't do what they were supposed to do, and it kind of fell off the radar screen. So long story short is, Rob has already...
By the way, he promised me transcript as well.
Well, I can send you at least Don Juan's. I don't have his.
Okay.
Yet. But in any event, because I have it electronically, Rob told me that he filed the post-hearing brief and that Sam Brooksmith filed, on behalf of FNA, filed their response. And they're now waiting for their decision. I talked to Rick Massumi because of his work schedule. We need a little bit more time, but I'll be working on the brief for the next, we haven't officially been notified, but we're going to just try to get forward and get it filed. And I've asked Sam to agree to an extension of time until like February 21st.
Good, I will need it too, because I asked to participate and I was...
Yeah, you're right. Are you officially in?
I'm officially a party. And that's why I asked for the transcript. So I...
Well, you haven't gotten... Neither has Rick, except that I sent it.
Sure.
So... Is Jane Zhao also... Jane, by the way, just historically, the ANC can participate in the proceedings before ABRA, but when an appeal happens, the ANC doesn't have standing, but individual commissioners do. So Greg and former commissioner Jane Zhao both joined in the appeals on behalf of themselves as ANC commissioners, not on behalf of the whole ANC, although the ANC, I think, endorsed the whole thing. So anyway, so is Jane officially?
I don't know. Jane has dropped off my radar.
Well, I'll reach out to her, too. I think this is something, you know, outside of the appeal, we just need to put on Fred's radar screen because we lost a good month and a half, 2 months.
Well, it's actually a month and a half, or 2 months that... I have not been available, so I'm sort of happy about this turn of events.
Yeah. Alberto is, you know, business has been slow, and, you know, he really would like this case decided and decided favorably, of course. So.
Yes.
Well, we just had two new ladies to join us, if you'd like to give us your name.
Sure. My name is Jessica Sherman. I live on 17th
has brought me along here. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for letting us drop in.
So when's the opening now?
Well, that's a great question. So the space has some construction that was sort of a surprise to Nana. Currently is the tenant in the space. So they're basically building out the space to be able to have a certificate of occupancy as a retail store. And they've had a lot of difficulty working through DCRA, and they've been doing some construction that we didn't foresee. So the opening, short answer is, we're aiming for mid-February, but we're really at the mercy of an inspection process and a build-out of a bathroom. So we've been pushed back, but we're really trying to embrace the extra time to reach out to more of the businesses, because part of the project is making sure that the Mount Pleasant businesses are promoted within our space, on our website, and sort of the people who come to the Gymporium should come ideally to different businesses on our street while they're here visiting. So we've been doing more outreach, which is great, which is actually why they came, to bring some flyers.
Are you using Nana's space?
Yeah, we're basically, so the grant, just some backstory, Office of Planning, when they were looking for, when they put out their request for the grant, they required us to have a property owner engaged in the project. And we approached every vacancy on Mount Pleasant Street, and we couldn't find one that would let us do the project. So on a whim, we asked Nana if they would basically house us for a month, so they're pushing back the opening of their store to accommodate the project.
Really?
Yeah.
Because she closed her place on U Street?
She closed U Street on December 30th. So for her, it's been a roller coaster. But she committed to the project. She's committed to it.
For those of you that don't know, the space is 3068 Mount Pleasant Street, which was previously the Mount Pleasant Deli. And Nana is a vintage clothing store that's relocating here.
She lives in Mount Pleasant.
She does.
So we're trying to keep the momentum alive. Our opening would have been this weekend, but it's pushed back. We have everyone scheduled out, a lot of great performers, music, storytelling workshops, and so we're just waiting to see when we can get it. We appreciate your help and involvement.
Yeah, Jack knows, but we really want to be able to do some simultaneous interpretation in the space, much like the AIDS meetings do. So I've been emailing a lot with Jack and talking to Jasmine.
So
we're basically hoping that the ANC will support us with the interpretation and support us with providing equipment. We provide the interpreter. And then support us just we basically, Phil Reiner, who's also on the board of Main Street, myself and Liz, we've been going door to door to the businesses, telling them about the product, and trying to engage them. There's just really simple ways they can be engaged. Give us their promotional materials, and they can drop them off at their screen rooms. So anytime they want to, they can take a stack of menus, business cards, coupons, flyers, whatever. Alex will take it at their screen rooms. We'll put it in our space. They can list a special on our website, so shop at the Gymporium and then, go do something else and get 10% off. We're telling our story, we're putting this is up on the storefront of the space right now, but we want to tell businesses' stories too, so we've had 5 or 6 businesses basically email us a couple paragraphs of their story, and we're printing these for them. So during that week, these will be up in business windows, so you can sort of walk through the neighborhood, shop, read stories, and it's just, our theme of the project is storytelling. That's where we're storytelling on steroids, basically. It's our programming, it's our website, it's our, any way we can tell a story, we're, trying to do so. So, we're just happy to have you and see how this thing is.
Hey,
it was just so hard working through their property managers. So, we pitched it to the other spots. We looked at some other spots, but the grant prohibited us from actually paying rent or utilities, so we have to leverage some kind of outside resource to do that. And I, for a property manager or a property owner who's like dead in the water, you know, like you can't guarantee them money, so they're more interesting.
Could you do this? Sorry, but I'm really excited that Jackie's opening her store here, but there are other businesses that are kind of underutilized.
Sure. Underutilized, so from opposite planning's perspective, an underutilized, a vacant, or a unoccupied space were all eligible. So we could have like co-located with a business that wasn't using the other space. We really wanted to go, you know, we needed a lot of space. We have 30 vendors that are going to be basically selling their wares within our store. So we wanted a certain amount of square footage to be successful. So
we're talking about the temporary, temporary pop-up retail store.
So yeah, we were just stopping in. So if anyone has any questions, we can answer them now, or you know, you can email us. If, you know,
you can check out the website. It's a great place to
get
the backstory.
Yeah.
What's your sense of when you'll have a date?
We're really, because we're sort of at the mercy of DCRA at this point. We have 3 inspections to get through. You know, Jackie from Nana has found a way to sort of fast track it through the connections. I mean, just so many people have been involved, and I know China has been involved with just helping connect her to resources to help her expedite this. But we were building a bathroom like this week, and we have to get it inspected before we're going to close it. There's some wiring that's happening, not inspected. So, I mean, we're hoping to. You know, by the next week, if we have to push back even further.
You'll see these flyers around, right? Like, keeping them in mind, coming soon. The banner will go out soon, so we'll see what it is.
And our assortment of the space is 2 of our vendors are artists. They have designed the storefront. Mm-hmm. So the storefront is like in tune with our theme, and people can leave stories on it and tell stories through it. And we'll hopefully reveal that this week. We put our banner up this week, weather permitting. So the neighborhood will get. I mean, right now it's just like conceptually hard to sell businesses on be involved in this project because it just looks like a paper over window. But hopefully, as we show our